Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner, and joining me this morning is country singer and songwriter Tim Sullivan. He will be playing throughout this weekend in Brownville, Nebraska, as part of the Brownville Concert Series. Tim, go ahead and tell us what kind of performance people can expect this weekend when they go see you.
Yeah, man, I'm a singer-songwriter, and that's what I've been for a living for many, many years, and I've traveled the world singing my songs, and I've got a bunch of songs that I would like to, that I'm going to be able to share with the audience there in Brownville this weekend. I'll be I do a lot of story songs. I tell people the story about, you know, how the songs were inspired, how they were written. I do a lot of comical songs. I do a lot of, a few tear jerkers, but not too many of those. So I'll just be telling my story. It's kind of like I even did a show years ago called The Diary of a Songwriter, and, you know, what makes us tick. And that's kind of what I'll be bringing to the show. And it'll be intimate. It'll be me and the guitar and the audience, and I will get the audience involved. They will be part of the show.
So you've been out on the road since January of this year, and I would say January was around the time that the pandemic was beginning to wind down here in America. And, you know, looking at the calendar now, it's September, and, you know, as we get closer to March and getting deeper into the fall season, would you say things have gotten back to normal when it comes to just touring or playing or, you know, just in general for music?
After the pandemic, things are getting back to normal, I've written a couple of songs about it, but I don't think it'll ever, it's a new normal, I'll put it that way. You know, it'll never be the way, life is just different now. You know, anytime something major happens like that, I don't think we've ever had anything like that, but life is always different. So it's back, getting back to normal, but it's a new normal, and so, I'm back on. That's my take on this.
So you mentioned how the pandemic influenced your writing. What is it that you usually draw inspiration from when you're writing music?
Inspiration for me is I'm from a little town called Boggy Depot, Oklahoma, which is the middle of nowhere. And, radio was a big part of my life growing up. And the rest of my siblings are professional musicians too. And they're all Broadway stars and classically trained, and they sing opera and show tunes and stuff. But I'm the weird one. So I'm the one that got hooked on, singer-songwriter Americana, country, guitar stuff. So I was always influenced by those guys who write a story, who write a song with a lyric that you can, sink your teeth in. And the lyrics are the most important part of the song. And so that's why I gravitate towards the songwriting. And influences have been everybody from the Kingston Trio to Hank Williams to Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson. And I've had opportunity over the years to do shows I didn't get a chance to do one with Hank Williams live when he was around. But Willie Nelson and Kingston Trio and, guys like that, Alan Jackson and people like that. I've done lots of shows with those guys. And, they're my influences, and they kind of shape the way I write a song. But I write my songs from personal experiences. I can't just sit down and just imagine something that, like a fictional character that this happens to or whatever. Almost always my songs come from an experience that I have or an experience that a person, a close friend of mine has had. So my songs are experiences that have happened to me, happened to my close friends, and I've found that those are the type of songs that that people relate to, because almost any kind of experience that I have the audience has had either the same experience or something very similar.
So are there different parts of your life that you draw from as you get older? Like, let's say when you were younger, you focused more on this, and now that you're older, you don't focus on those things anymore. You focus on completely different things. Is that kind of how it works, or, you know, what are you drawing from?
Wow. I think a lot of it is, through experience. When I was very young, it was about young love and the latest, my girlfriend or the latest girl that had broke my heart or something like that. When I was very young, that would have been, because that's about, that's the experiences that you have. And so you write about those experiences, and that's a very important experience. Everybody can relate to young love or love. But through the years, I've started writing. I write more songs about, someone that's, like my father, who influenced me a lot, or about maybe my heart getting broken after a 10-year relationship. Something like that, and then writing another song about how life can turn on a dime, and you can go from a really low experience to all of a sudden you meet someone or something happens that turns your whole life around to make it like the best it's ever been. So I think that's how my songs have changed over the years.
So you still, plenty of years left in you in terms of being a musician. So I'm curious, out of everything so far throughout your career, what is, your crowning achievement or achievements?
Crowning achievement. Well, I've won a lot of awards for, as a singer, songwriter, and I've done a lot of huge shows, with big stars, everything from Broadway to Carnegie Hall to, doing outdoor festivals with Willie Nelson and that kind of stuff. And those were all great experiences, and I wouldn't trade them for the world. But I have to say, when you're very young, you think that you dream about those big, big concerts, big stages, big, sea of people. And then as I get older, I realize that the most important thing for me is when I sing a song and I realize that I've connected with the people, they recognize what I'm singing about. They recognize the emotion, because they have that emotion too. And so over the years, whether it's comedy or a laugh or having a good time or a broken heart or whatever it is, when I see that in people's eyes, that we're in this experience, we're in this moment together, that is the most important part in the crowning achievement of a song that I write or my career. And it's not about the sea of people out there or how big the stage is. It's about the connection. It's about the connection with the audience.
Is the intimate setting one of the reasons you are returning to Brownville, or are there other reasons?
Oh, I love Brownville. It's a unique place in that, it's small and it's kind of remote, but it's the people are great, and the venue is really cool. I love the little intimate experience. I feel like I know the crowd, after a few songs and stuff. So I love Brownville. They treat all musicians, they treat me really great. It's been over 20 years, I think, maybe 19 years since I've played there. But I'm looking forward to going back. What a great experience. And I just really appreciate the fact that, Jim Keane put that together. And, of course, now Jan keeps it going for us. What a wonderful thing that you guys do for the community, that Brownville does for their community, bringing these big time acts. I have a lot of friends that play their big time acts. I'll see them. I'll be backstage at Lincoln Center or something in New York City, and they'll talk about last month they were at Brownville, and I'm like, hey, I played there too. So it's a great experience. Brownville's a great place. I love it. I can't wait to get back, and I can't wait to get back and sing for some old friends.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, just come see me. It'll be a good time. You know, we will have fun. I'll promise you that, okay? So come see me this weekend, and we'll have a good time. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
All right, Tim, thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that was country singer and songwriter Tim Sullivan, who will be in Brownville, Nebraska as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. His performances will be 7:30 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night, as well as Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are still available at brownvilleconcertseries.com, as well as information about all the other programs that they will have throughout this year. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been Your Morning Conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.